On the line now, I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Hello, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, lots and lots of things. It's because of the climate. Is there more available in the skies now, or am I just way out of kilter here on this? Because we've something coming up next Wednesday, but I'm just curious. Is it just the time of the year with, you know, the big moons and all this, the planets we've been able to see recently? Is it because we know about it more now, or is it happening more often?
Well, this time of year, of course, especially close to solstice in December, we have the longest nights of the year. So it's dark that much longer, you have a better chance of it clearing up, whereas in the summer, not only is it dark for a very short period of time, maybe 11 o'clock onward, very late, so most people aren't around to witness it anyway, so we sort of don't notice the sky, the night sky, that much during the summer. We notice the night sky during the winter, when we're at this high latitude on the Earth.
Okay, now next, there's a moon watch next Wednesday, the 24th of January. Give us a rough idea of the time and what we would need. Would you see it with the naked eye, or do you have to use a telescope?
Yeah, and the moon and the planet Uranus watch. Uranus is extremely far away, and the moon much, much closer. The moon's actually much smaller than Uranus, but it looks bigger because it's just over 4,000 times closer. So in a telescope, though, you can see the disk of Uranus. We're going to photograph its moons live and show them to people as well, something we've never done before. And the detail on the moon through a powerful telescope is incredible. And we always try and set up a watch when the moon's a crescent in the sky after Christmas. Because a lot of people get telescopes for Christmas and they don't know how to use them. This is also a special telescope workshop for anyone who doesn't know how to use a telescope or got one for Christmas and doesn't even know how to assemble it. We can help with all that and show you how to use it while showing people the moon and Uranus as well. And it all happens exactly 1 week before our evening class begins. They're aimed at beginners too.
Okay, that's so the moon watch is next Wednesday, and learn how to use a telescope. That's happening. When is that happening? Learning to, is it on the same day or beforehand? Learning how to use the telescope.
While people are queuing up to look through the telescopes, other people will be explaining to anyone who's brought along the telescope what all the various bells and whistles are up, and dials and scales that you can read on a telescope. Most of them you don't need to use them, they're for the advanced user. But if we can explain to people that, if they want to know all those details of the mountain, it's what are called setting circles. Up to, you know, simple things like learning how to line up your finder telescope, your main telescope. You can find dim objects in the sky easily. That's January 24th, and the evening class exactly 1 week later, January 21. And all the details are on our website, astronomy.ie, of course, including a map on how to get there. The venue is there, our headquarters in Blanchardstown, just off the M50, so dead east to get to small parts of the city, indeed all parts of Leinster. Maybe even the odd person will come from further afield.
Because the interest in astronomy and indeed physics has grown exponentially. I mean, it's really wonderful to see. I mean, I'm sure you were in the RDS there for the Young Scientist of the Year as well, were you?
We sent down one of our reporters. I couldn't make it myself because we were actually getting the February issue of our magazine to the printer the same weekend. That's this printed now, it's been posted today, in fact, so any members who subscribe to it, your magazine should be with you on Monday morning in your letterbox. The February issue telling you all about what to see in February skies, and the January issue is on newsstands across the country right now, and it covers that super moon, blue moon, eclipse moon that we have on the 30th of January this year.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit, expand a little bit more on what happens with the evening classes. How long do they go on for? Duration, of course, and how many times a week it is, and what they learn in the classes.
Yeah, well, it's once a week, and it's a Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9:30, with a break in the middle. First night is registration night, so we'll let people on at 7 o'clock. And then every Wednesday night for 2 hours, you're going to find out about this, how the sun works, a close-up look at all the planets, black holes, galaxies, the Big Bang. There's even one of the sessions of the eight is about telescopes, how they work and how to use them. And we bring along actual telescope, set them up, let you look through them as well as at them. That'll be more detail than what we'll be doing next week. And the class are aimed at complete beginners who are fascinated with astronomy, and literally thousands of people have sat the course now. It's become extremely popular.
And aged right across the board, I suppose.
Yeah, we've had anything from small children who are accompanied by adults, right through up to retired people. A few celebrities have been in the crowd along the years as well. So it's aimed at everybody who's fascinated by astronomy and wants to do it. It's a bit of a semi-formal course, and it's not very mathematical. Mm-hmm. It's not leading to an academic qualification. It's more about, you know, the fun and learning a lot of the facts about every aspect of the universe, one by one. So you know a good bit about everything. Some people tend to specialise in one particular area. I love comets, for instance. Mm-hmm. Other people are into cosmology and the Big Bang and that kind of thing, which is a totally different aspect of the hobby. And they're all going to be covered on January 31st. So you can enroll now. You go to astronomy.ie, you'll see the evening classes, click there, and you can sign up now. If you can't enroll on the night, you must enroll in advance.
Okay.
Take money at the door.
Okay, January 31st, and the Moonwatch next Wednesday on the 24th. That's exactly the week before. So people can look up astronomy.ie for all the details and that. Any talks coming up in Trinity College in the near future?
Yes. We have a public lecture that's put on DVD for everybody in the country, or you can come along and watch it in person yourself. The February lecture is on February the 12th, so usually the second Monday of the month. And this one's all about the Northern Lights, as seen from Ireland, both recently and in the ancient past, by Ronan Newman from County Mayo, where they have beautifully dark skies over there. Mm-hmm. He's often photographed the aurora from Mayo, from Ireland, and he's going to tell us how he does it, how he predicts it, show lots of pretty pictures and explain the aurora itself. So if you're fascinated by Northern Lights, I think most people are, that's the lecture not to miss on February 12th. And again, details on astronomy.ie.
Okay, that's usually on a Monday night at 8 o'clock in Trinity Science Building. In
Second Monday of the month is our usual rule, unless our speaker can't make it for some particular reason. But 9 out of 10 of them do.
Okay, so anyway, as you said, we can get the videos, even if you've been to the talks and lectures and you want to sort of relive it. Relive it. A lot of people do, I'm sure. Okay, and astronomy.ie. Thanks very much, David. Always a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be talking to you again, I'm sure, in a few weeks' time. Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.